2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 will be my subject scripture. And I will be reading from the NASB, New American Standard Bible. And it reads as follows, For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. All right. I'm going to read it again. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God has not given us the spirit of fear. I'll be speaking of God has not given us the spirit of fear, part two today. Part one, we spoke on God has not given us the spirit of fear, and we discussed what fear was and the difference between fear and the spirit of fear, having a mental disposition of fear, being cloaked with fear. And most importantly, we talked about, of course, we talked about the different manifestations of fear, what it looks like. And we saw that as a person that was cowardly. They had a lack of courage, anxiety, discouragement. A lot of times people that have depression is walking in the spirit of fear, being cloaked with the spirit of fear. But most of all, we talked about how to not have it, how to come out of it if a person is had been walking in the spirit of fear.
All right.
And we talked about walking in God, trusting God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And walking out his word.
That's right.
That we won't walk in the spirit of fear. But as we talked about earlier today, if a person knows the love of God, the scripture says that the perfect love, what? Casts out fear.
Amen.
Casts out the spirit of fear.
That's right.
So we know that for a person to know God, they will need to invest time with God and know his word, get to know his word. So today, and now that we dealt with the actual spirit of fear, we talked about what God has not given us. We're going to talk about what God has given us.
All
amen.
Right, all right.
Praise God. God has given us. Let's read it again. God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
The spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Today we're going to talk about the spirit of power.
Praise God.
Amen.
God has given us the spirit of power. Now, I could have just lumped it all together, but I said, you know what? Let's dig down in here. Let's get to know. Let's get to know what the scripture is saying.
Amen.
A lot of times as Christians, we have a lot of jargon in the body of Christ. We just quote and we spot and we quote scriptures. And that's the start. But it's a far difference between someone just quoting the scripture and them knowing the scripture that they're quoting.
Amen.
How many know that people can memorize the books of the Bible? They can memorize anything they want to memorize. But does that mean that they know it?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I used to take tests. I used to love multiple choice. You know? You can memorize the answers, but did we know the word?
Yeah.
We can pass the test,
yeah.
But did we really know when it came to apply the things that we learned on the test? Could we walk it out?
Yeah.
And that's what happens when we know the word. And I want to say this, someone listening to me, well, there's a lot of word to know. Take your time.
Yeah.
Take it one day at a time.
Yeah,
even if it's, we will never get to the end of God's understanding.
That's
ever.
Right.
So don't even.
Amen.
Start with one scripture and get to know it. Get to know that one scripture. And then there'll be another one. But see, the thing about it is that there's power in that one scripture.
That's right. That's right.
More power than if, because see, the word of God is powerful.
That's
we'll
right.
get into it. You know what I'm saying? But a person that's just quoting the word, there's a difference between someone that knows the word
Amen.
That they're quoting.
That's
and
right.
you can have a person that knows one scripture and they go around and tear up everything
All
because
right.
of the power.
Amen.
Amen.
In that scripture. Praise God. So we're gonna unpack during this series.
Amen.
During this series, we're going to unpack 2 Timothy because we've heard it a lot. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Amen.
We've heard it quite a bit, but after this series, we're gonna know this
Amen.
Scripture.
Amen.
Praise God. God has given us the Spirit of power. What is power in the spirit of power?
Yeah.
Well, power in the Greek is dunamis.
Mm-hmm.
It means the ability, the strength, the might, power residing in a thing or a person by which a person or thing exerts or puts forth. So basically it's ability, it's strength, might. But now we're talking about what was a spirit of power. Just like we talked about the spirit of fear was a disposition of the mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about the disposition of the mind called power.
All right.
The
now.
Spirit of power. Having a mindset of ability.
Yeah.
Strength and might.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's good. Can do. I like that.
Amen.
Okay, so where does the spirit of power come from? Well, the scripture says it comes from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If we turn to Acts 1:8.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Acts 1:8. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "But you will receive power. When you will receive what? Power.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Amen.
And you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." That's everywhere.
You preaching, Pastor.
That's everywhere. He said, "When you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come." So Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
In Luke 10:19, he says, "I've given you authority to tread on serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you."
Amen.
My God.
Authority in this passage, it translates, it's exousia in the Greek.
That's
and it
right.
means the ability or strength, which is power, with which one is endued.
Yeah.
I submit to you, we've been endued with power.
Endowed.
Yes, endowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With power. Hallelujah. Now, in Ephesians 1:13, now this is what he told his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ephesians 1:13. Let's see what was said to the believers after that. Wow. Somebody say, God has given us the spirit of power.
God has given us the spirit of power.
Yeah, he has given us the spirit of power. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:13 says, "In him," listen to this, "you also, after listening to the message of truth." Anybody know the message of truth? Anybody have listened to the message of truth?
Yeah.
The gospel
Amen.
Of your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And then after listening to it, having also believed. Any believers in the house? Any
Amen.
Believing believers Amen. In the house?
Amen.
Also, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
My God.
And I submit to you that the same resurrection power that caused us to be a new creature in Christ Jesus,
amen,
is the power that resides in us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So as Christ told his disciples, you're going to receive power,
yeah,
when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when Paul told those believers in Ephesus, he said, after you have listened to the message and then you believe, you were sealed,
amen,
with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Guess what? Same Holy Spirit, same power.
Same power. Same power.
Same power.
Hallelujah.
God has given us the Spirit of power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise,
amen,
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praises be to our God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What does the effects of the Spirit of power look like? How do we know it when we see it? Because
yeah,
we talked about in part one that we can't see a spirit.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we can feel its effects. We can see the effects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Just like the wind, we can't see the actual wind, but we see it when it hit the trees.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
dog,
when it's blowing the signs, when it hits our face, and so forth.
Yeah, we can feel it.
We can feel it. We can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
I tell you that the Spirit of power can cause the believer to be bold.
Yeah, yeah.
Proverbs 28:1. It says the wicked flee when no one is pursuing. But guess what? Guess what? But the righteous are bold as a lion. Yeah. Who are the righteous? The righteous are those that are born again,
amen,
in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And guess what happened when we were born again? That Ephesians just told us we were sealed with the Holy Spirit,
amen,
same power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, one of
the effects. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, let's see what it looks like. Let's go to Daniel chapter 3. This is fun.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I'm gonna slow down and wait on everybody to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
See, it's not gonna take me a long time to deliver this message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Daniel 3, and we're gonna start at verse 13, and we're gonna read through 18.
All right.
Amen.
And this is about the three Hebrew boys that we've heard about in our Sunday school, and we heard about through in the body of Christ, well familiar with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
And they were being harassed because they wouldn't bow down to the flutes to worship the king. They vowed to only worship our God. And I'm going to give you a little background before we go to verse 13. And there were those that were part of the government that tried to plot,
yeah,
their demise by,
right,
going and telling a lie. Well, no, they didn't lie. Going to tell on them.
Yeah.
Like, king, Didn't you, you know, stirring up the government, stirring up authority, didn't you set forth an edict that everybody should bow down when the instruments play, when the flute play, they're supposed to bow down,
yeah, and
before the golden image and worship,
yeah,
your golden image? Didn't you do that, king? You know, just stirring up trouble. Y'all know some people like that? Uh-huh.
Right.
I tell you, wasn't no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
In Christ's name, amen.
And every tongue that rises up,
amen,
against you, you shall condemn.
Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit. That was for free.
Amen.
That's the Spirit of power.
Amen.
Okay, so now after that has happened and it got back to the king, let's start at 13. The Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king, in rage and anger, gave orders to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up?" Is it true? You know, I'm going to go back before I go forward. Those same officials, they said there are some people. Listen to this. Listen to this. Somebody need to hear this. There are some people that they're not bowing. That's one thing. It's some people. They're not bowing down to the golden statue, to your golden image, and to the music.
Yeah.
Then they said, namely.
Yeah.
Namely.
Yeah,
this going to point out Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's a direct attack.
Yeah.
Anybody ever seen a direct attack? Not a lump sum. This was a direct attack. I tell you, God has given you the spirit of power.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's keep reading. I'm going to start at 15. Now, he said, is it, verse 14, he said, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Guess what? They wanted to make sure that the king had the names.
All right.
To be specific. He said, is it true that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Verse 15. Now, if you are ready, at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the lyre, trigon, all these instruments, the psaltery and bagpipe, all this symphony, this whole orchestra, and all kinds of music, the bebop, listen to this, the rap.
You better preach, Pastor John.
Hello. Zydeco. Yeah, I got you, Zydeco. You just, all right, people all right. Try to move Zydeco out the way. All of that stuff is filthy. You know, hear all this music. And the music don't necessarily have to be just physical music. It could just, it's just the voice of the enemy.
All right.
It's just his kingdom that he wants the, especially the believer, to bow down to. Because see, he's got a thing against God.
All right.
He hates God. And if he can get God's people to bow down to the music.
Wow.
Like Sister Gage said, the devil is a lie. In the name of Jesus Christ. To fall down. He said, are you ready to fall down and worship the image that I have made? Now, come on. Very well. But if you do not worship, you will immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there? What God is there who can deliver you out of my hands?
Come on,
oh, my goodness.
Come on, now, you
listen to this spirit of these words. Can you see that in the world today?
Yeah.
With these different edicts that are being, these laws that are being passed, the pride of it, ain't nothing you can do about it, is the spirit of it.
Yeah.
And when they go after the people of God, they feel like, ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't be delivered out of my hands.
But God.
But God.
Amen.
Let's see what else happened here.
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king. I tell you, the church, the body of Christ need to respond.
Yeah.
Respond with the spirit of power.
Amen.
Here it is, the spirit of power. Here it is. They said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, they replied to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. We don't need to give you an answer. We're going to show you by our action or our non-action. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Here we go. But even if he does not, you see, what would make them say something like that?
Wow.
Being faced by fire. Oh, hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
The king is telling them, if you don't bow down, if you don't listen to what I say, in other words, the king is saying, hey, there's no God. He's thinking he's God.
Wow.
He's a God.
My Lord.
Come on now.
And they're facing to be burnt alive. They bound them. Let's finish.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my my God. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire. The power, the spirit of power. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. Now, this sounds like somebody that knows the love of God.
Yeah.
This sounds like somebody that knows they belong to God. Amen. And they know God.
Yeah.
And they're not backing down. Yeah. But even if he does not, listen to this. Let it be known to you, O King Nebuchadnezzar. Voice of the enemy, let it be known unto you that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. We're not going to do it. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. The spirit of power. So the next time the voice of the enemy comes, say like the three Hebrews boys says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We are not going to serve. Let it be known. Tell it. Let it be known.
Yeah, yeah.
We will not serve your gods.
Yeah.
We will not bow down
to your edicts.
To your edicts.
Yeah. Good God.
Come on now. Come on, body of Christ. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they responded. They replied, look here, O King. They didn't sit back and wait for it to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
They stood their ground. Amen. Talk about stand the ground.
Amen.
Well,
they stood their grounds. We're not going to do it, and you can't have it. You can't have our ground.
Amen.
O King, we will not bow.
Hallelujah.
Body of Christ. Do not bow.
Hallelujah.
For God has given us the spirit of power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I told you that was going to be fun. Let's look at another one.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Acts 4.
Yeah, yeah. You preaching, Pastor John.
Well, praise God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Praise God for the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Acts 4, and we're going to start at 13. I thought it was interesting that both of these started verse 13.
Yeah.
And it's showing the same spirit of power, the mindset, having a cloak of power.
Amen.
Yes, think on these things. Think on power,
Amen.
The power of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to read Acts 4. We're going to start at verse 13 through verse 20. Give you a little background of that. Peter and John, they were arrested for healing a lame man. And they were doing all of this in the name of Jesus. And the lame man kept following them around as well.
Yeah.
So when the officials heard of it, when the Pharisees heard of it, they saw, and starting at verse 13, says, now as they, listen at this, this is good. I tell you, Holy Amen. Spirit is preaching this message.
All right, now.
It's a word from God.
Amen.
Amen. Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John. Stop right there.
Yep.
Can the world see our confidence?
Yeah, the effects of the Spirit.
Can the world see our confidence in our God? Or do they see shrinking back?
Come on now.
Do they see, is that why they're not responding? Because they see the church shrinking back and cowering down and not replying, not responding. I didn't say react, I said respond.
Yeah.
Stand their ground like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Flat. Put it. We're not going to move. We're not budging.
Amen.
No, the Bible says.
Yeah.
Amen.
Our governing body. Did you know that the word of God, this love letter we talked about,
Amen.
This is our governing body for the kingdom. Our word.
Yeah, yeah.
This is our, what you call our constitution.
That's right.
Praise God.
This is what we go by.
Yeah.
And the world has no business stepping in to the body of Christ and to the churches of the living God. Raising up edicts that shouldn't have to be a vote. Rather not what homosexuals or adulterers or whoever else, you know, can be ordained. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to unpack that.
All right.
Praise God.
Amen.
There's no voting.
Amen.
It's the Constitution.
All right.
Woo. No amendments.
Yeah.
That's right.
Can the world see the confidence of the body of Christ?
Yeah.
Can the world see the spirit of power in the body of Christ?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish reading this scripture. I'm going to finish it for real. Now as they, Acts 4, 13 through 20. Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated. Now here they go. They got the confidence, but they didn't have no education, and they wasn't trained. But they had the power. They had the spirit of power. I'ma tell you right now. Yes, education is good,
but Jesus is better.
But without the power, without the spirit of power, it does a person no good. It is of none. It's dead.
That's right.
My God Almighty. When they saw that they had, that they these people were uneducated, untrained, but they saw their confidence, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Ooh.
Right,
I didn't intend to go here. This is the Holy Spirit. Can the world look at our lives and can tell, no matter what parts we come from,
that
they done been with Jesus? I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. The world know Jesus when they see him.
All right now.
Right.
That's why it doesn't make sense to turn a church into the world. It doesn't make sense to bring worldly music and worldly, the spirit of the world. I didn't say you couldn't have nice sounding music to worship God and to praise his name. He's done so much. But I'm talking about the spirit.
Amen.
The spirit of the world into the church. Because the world knows when they don't see Jesus.
Yeah.
And so they come and they go into the houses of God, certain houses of God, and make a mockery out of it. Go in, and the enemy uses them to flip it.
Wow.
To turn it and twist it. Because of nickel noses and dimes.
All right, now.
Jesus.
All right.
I ain't going to go there. I'm not going to go there. But can the world recognize that we have been with Jesus?
Yeah.
Y'all stop it. Let me keep going now. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with him, the man didn't want to leave him. He didn't got healed in the name of Jesus. And he's standing there with him. They had nothing to say in reply.
Yeah.
But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another. Here it is again.
Wow.
They got to stop them. They said, what shall we do with these men? They full of the spirit of power. Don't be surprised as we as believers begin to, as we walk in who we are, that
Amen.
Folk don't, and it's usually the Pharisees, those within the church a lot of times. I hate to say it. They don't know what to do with somebody that's walking in who they are. That's why I'm glad here at Lincoln Bible Church, you come here and you walking in the spirit of power, you walking in the things of God. We're going to put you to work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to let God have his way.
Amen.
Shoot. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. What shall we do with these men? So don't be surprised if you got people that don't know what to do with you. That's why sometimes that. I know I'm talking to somebody. That's why they like, wasn't this the one that was upside down, turned around, confused?
Hallelujah.
We don't know what to do with this. They know what they showing us up.
Yeah.
They praying and folk is getting healed. Yeah, all of a sudden they not walking in the spirit of poverty. They loving the Lord. Their conversation is changed. They talking about the Lord and these people or not.
Yeah.
And they in the church.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But in the spirit of power.
Amen.
He said, what should we do? with these men for the fact that a noteworthy miracle, and they knew it. They knew that this was real. They are saying this. A noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem. And guess what? We cannot deny it.
Amen.
Y'all hear the Spirit of God speaking right now?
Amen.
I can sit down right now because Holy Ghost is preaching by his word.
All right now.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
He's preaching through his word.
Amen.
Walking who we are.
Yes.
And the world can't deny.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The church can't deny.
Thank you, Jesus.
But they said, what shall we do with these men? But so that it will not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no longer in this name. Oh, watch out now. Now, what other name? What other name has the power?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The name they're talking about is the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
All right now.
Amen.
Let's see the spirit
yes.
of power.
Hallelujah.
And when they had summoned them, verse 18, when they had summoned them, they called them back. They commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
This is a problem.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
This is a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Preach faster.
So what name is he supposed to preach in?
Come on,
what other name?
Wow.
There is no other name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
There's no other name.
Yeah.
By which we can be saved.
That's right.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
They say don't preach in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Well, no. Okay.
Yeah. Try to take away the power.
Hold on. Wow. That's exactly right. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
So the enemy is always trying to take away the power. If he can get the believer to fold. Verse 19, but Peter and John answered, here it is, the spirit of power,
Amen.
And said to them, rather it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than God, you be the judge.
Yeah.
Verse 20, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard.
Amen.
We will not do it.
Amen.
Somebody say, I will not stop.
I will not stop
speaking about what I have seen and heard.
Yes,
seen and heard.
I will not stop speaking the name of Jesus.
I will not stop speaking the name of Jesus.
Because I have
the spirit of power.
Come on now, in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
I know Paul just constantly walked in the spirit of power because we know this is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All of this is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And first, Corinthians 2, 4 through 5, I'm going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words or of wisdom. You remember they said it wasn't educated. They perceived, but they saw their confidence. That confidence is power.
Amen.
The spirit of power, they saw it.
Amen.
He said that my preaching, my message and my preaching were not in the persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power.
Amen.
So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, just like theirs did,
Amen.
Just like his did, but on the power of God.
Amen.
People are watching
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Amen.
So if we're resting in the power of God, the Holy Spirit, those that are watching us, guess what they're going to do? They're going to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just like that's we're watching Paul do it, so we're doing
Amen.
It. Because Jesus did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the power. And you know what? That's the same thing that Paul exalted with Timothy in 2 Timothy and 1, 7, and then including 8. Let's read it. Going back to our subject scripture. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, verse 8, do not be ashamed. See, that's what this power was for. This scripture in context. He said, do not be ashamed of the testimony
Amen.
Of our Lord.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Or of me, his prisoner.
Yes.
But join with me. He told Timothy, join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power
of God.
Amen.
That's why we need it. So we can do what God has called us. In the scripture, in verse 6, he was talking about stirring up the gift that God had given him through the laying on of hands.
Yes.
Church, stir up that gift
Amen.
That God has given you, because you have the spirit
Amen.
Of power. In the name of Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. How does the spirit of power benefit the believer? Well, it gives the believer the desire and ability to do God's will.
Amen.
And that's in Philippians 2:13.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, for it is God who is at work in you by his spirit.
Yes,
by the spirit of power.
Amen.
Both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
All right.
Amen.
We do his will because he gives us the power.
Amen.
To do his will by his spirit.
Amen.
We can't just do it on our own because it's contrary to our flesh. It's got to be by the spirit.
Amen.
The spirit of power.
Amen.
Spirit of power. How does the spirit of power benefit the believer? The believer receives an abundance from God.
Yeah.
In Ephesians 3:20, I love this. This is another scripture that's worth unpacking.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. That's the mind, according to the power that works within us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's letting us know that the spirit of power is in us.
Amen.
And we learned earlier, we got it when we were saved, when we were born again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the power that works in us, the mindset, the mental disposition of power,
Amen.
Of ability. I can do this. I can do all
Amen.
Things through Christ who strengthens
Amen.
Me.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on, let's put it on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Well, we have it in our spirit. See, a lot of things that the believer is praying for, we already have.
Amen.
In Christ, we
Amen.
Well, I'm going to change that. Everything we're praying for, we already have.
Amen.
We have the authority. We have the power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, according to the power that works in us, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we could ever ask or think.
Amen.
Because the power is working in us.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He gives the believer the ability to make wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. It was, and these are not the only ones. I would be up here for eternity talking about the spirit of power.
Amen. Praise God.
And Deuteronomy 8:18. But you shall remember the Lord. Somebody say, remember the Lord.
Remember the Lord.
Remember the Lord.
Yes.
Your God. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he, now, it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day.
Amen.
The spirit of power is working within us.
Yeah.
The mental disposition, thank you, disposition
Amen.
Of the ability of strength. And so when we have that mindset, the Lord can talk to us.
Yeah.
He can give us witty inventions.
Yeah, yeah,
he can
yeah.
give us an idea.
Amen.
But if a person doesn't have that disposition, they I'm going to tell you right now, they have a disposition that they can't do it. They don't have anything. They can't do anything. They're not going to get that idea.
Yeah, the spirit of fear.
That's the spirit of fear.
That's right.
Anybody in here hearing an idea from the Lord?
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say go for it.
Amen.
Because you have the spirit.
Amen.
Of power.
Yeah, yeah.
God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
But of power.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The mental. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Help me out, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How does the believer receive and operate in the spirit of power? Well, we already talked about how we receive it. But, you know, God strengthens us because the power belongs to God. In case you didn't know, in case I didn't mention it, power belongs to God. Yes, power belongs to God. In Ephesians 6, 10. Ephesians 6 and 10. And we know Ephesians 6 talks about the full armor of God, to put on the full armor of God. But I'm going to talk about 10. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. So I just want to say, don't get it mixed up. We don't have power of our own.
Amen.
This is not, I'm not talking about soul power. People try to operate in soul power. Well, I'm going to think positive. I'm going to think positive. Okay, that's good. But we want to talk about thinking the word of God.
Amen.
Whatsoever thing is true.
Amen.
Whatsoever thing is lovely. Whatsoever thing is of good report.
Yeah.
Think on
Amen.
These things.
Amen.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with thinking positive, but the power comes from
Amen.
God.
Right.
Comes from his word, comes from knowing his love
Amen.
For
right.
us.
Praise God.
It's our Father's strength
Amen.
And
Amen.
His
Amen.
Might.
Amen.
As we said earlier, I can do all things through Christ
That's right.
who strengthens me.
Yeah.
It's his strength.
That's right.
It's his power.
Yeah.
He gives it to us. He lets us use it.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
He lets us. He lets us use it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. It's like a bank account. I was thinking about this earlier.
Amen.
The believer has so much. It's like having $1 billion in the bank. Somebody left to a person, and they're living in a shack and in poverty, but they won't go and make a withdrawal. They can have anything in the world that they want or need. It's there for the believer
That's right.
to make that withdrawal.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the Holy Spirit. And it is done by faith.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. And it's done by knowing that is the faith.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That God is our Father.
Amen.
And knowing, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and what? Forget not what all his benefits.
Yeah.
We got benefits.
Amen.
The child of God has a right to make that withdrawal.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now,
the spirit of power.
Hallelujah. Yes, to access the spirit of power. God strengthens us. The power belongs to God. He strengthens us in our inner man.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians 3:16 says that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. Inner man!
Hallelujah.
Stand up in the power of God. Inner man, stand up in the spirit of power.
Hallelujah.
Yes, speak to the inner man. Bring it under subjection of the word of God. That God has given us what? The spirit of power.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
You walk around. I got power.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
We got the power.
We the ones with the power. But see, but the spirit of power is knowing. Is having that disposition.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's having a disposition.
Yeah,
the mental disposition of power. Walking in everything. I got power. Yeah. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power. And he gave us. We're going to talk about some other things.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. God strengthened us. He gives strength to the weak. Let's go to Isaiah 40. And we're going to start at verse 29. Yeah, go through 31.
Preach, Pastor John.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is good stuff. God is so good. I love him.
God.
I love him and I fear him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why, I honor God. I honor him right now, Lord. Chains are falling.
Amen.
Yokes are broken by the anointing of the word of God, even right now, throughout the earth. Okay. Okay, so, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah, we're going to go to Isaiah 40. Everybody there? And I said, yeah, that's good. Let's go up to 28. We're going to start at 28. We're going to read through 31. This is good. Y'all ready?
Amen.
Y'all having a good time?
Amen.
Y'all being blessed? Y'all being blessed in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise your Lord Jesus.
It reads as follows. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, that's that power.
Amen.
He increases power.
Yeah.
He increases it.
Yeah.
God increases our power.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. Listen here though. Yet those who wait for the Lord, those who agree with God,
yeah,
all right, agree with God,
amen,
will gain what?
New strength.
New strength.
Amen.
Anybody need some new strength?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the new
strength. Thank you for the new strength. He's releasing his new strength.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. He says they will mount up with wings like eagles. Anybody know anything about an eagle? Let me tell you what an eagle does. When they don't fly, they might, but they soar. They're known for soaring.
Amen.
And they soar on the wind, and they soar above the storm.
Amen.
Well, come on now.
Hallelujah.
Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
And the scripture says they will mount up, they will rise up, they will come on the scene.
All right now.
With wings like eagles. Anybody receive that?
Amen.
You're going to soar over the storm.
Christ's name, amen.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Because of the spirit of power.
Amen.
They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Why? Because the Lord has given them new strength.
Yeah.
New
spirit
power. The spirit of power.
Praise
God. I like that. I don't know about you.
In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
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 Okay. Wow. Okay. Praise God Almighty. Power is perfected in the believer. It's perfected in the believer via trials. Now, this is for grown folk right here.
Well,
amen.
Jesus said to Paul, and you don't have to turn, I'm going to read this. The 2 Corinthians, you can write down the scripture so you can know that what I'm preaching is from the word of God. Amen. And in context. Jesus said to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, and then Paul says some things too. So 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he has said to me, he said, Christ has said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfected in weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul says, most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. In verse 10, he says, therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distress, with persecution, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Then I am strong.
Good God Almighty.
Our power is perfected when the believer may be in a low time. See, because God would never leave us or forsake us.
That's right, that's right.
So during that time, because we're all learning, Apostle always says, you know, biggest room in the world is room for improvement. We have not, we won't, let me tell you, we're going to grow until the day we leave here.
That's right, that's right.
So in our growing, God is perfecting us because he loves us.
Praise God. Yeah.
The spirit of power. The spirit of power. David said in Psalm 119, he said, I was glad that I was afflicted.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it brought him to a place to love God.
Amen.
To love his precepts. That's what it says. That's in Psalms 119:71. Like I said, that's for grown folks. To understand.
Yeah, yeah.
To understand that when the believer is dealing with a low time or a time of learning.
Amen.
Okay. All right. We abide in the word of God. This is how we receive it. He is the vine. We are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. From apart from me, we can do nothing. Mm-hmm. The word of God, knowing the word of God, because the word of God is active and powerful.
Yeah.
And sharper than any two-edged sword. That's see, right. The word of God has power. I'm talking about the spirit of power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Knowing God, meditating on his word. Get to know God. Daniel, he said, you know, by smooth words, he will turn to godlessness those who act wickedly toward the covenant. But then he said, but the people who know their God will display strength. And guess what? They're going to take action.
Yeah, yeah.
That's in Daniel 11:32. He said, but the people who know their God will display strength and take action.
That's
they
right.
Operate in the power of God, the spirit of power.
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus the Christ. God's word gives us power to resist sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. David said, I tell you, David is something else. He says in Psalms 119:11, your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you.
Amen.
This is the power of the word of God. The spirit of power gives us the power to resist sin because we hide it in our hearts.
Amen.
Woo! So I got the power. Again,
amen.
I submit to you. God has not given us the spirit of fear,
amen.
But he has given us the spirit of power,
amen.
In the name of Jesus the Christ.
Yay.
Amen.